Chapter, the Gospel of John, and from verse 1, and it says this. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stopped, stooped and looked inside, and saw the linen wrapping lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there. While the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. And then they went home. Beloved, imagine if you had been there. Just imagine if you had been part of that group, and that you ran to the tomb and you found the stone rolled away. And you know that it wasn't an easy thing to do. This was a huge, huge, mammoth-sized stone. And very, very heavy. The tomb is rolled away. You go inside the tomb, and what do you see? You see the wrappings, the linen that Jesus had been laid in, folded up, all nice and neatly. But Jesus is nowhere to be seen. His body has completely disappeared. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus had done what he said he was going to do. He had risen on the third day. Jesus had risen, beloved. The stone was rolled away. And today, on this Easter day, my message to you is your stone rolled away? Have you yet risen? Are you making a decision that you will follow the Lord Jesus Christ for the rest of your life? Is the stone of your heart rolled away today? It's a perfect day, isn't it? Today is a perfect day for that stone to be rolled away. Gosh, that's almost the words of a song. We're writing songs here, beloved. But it's true. Today is the day when the stone of your heart gets rolled away. Today is a new beginning. It's new life. That is why we celebrate right across the world with Easter eggs, etc. Because eggs hatch and bring forth new life. And today is the day for you that the stone of your heart can be completely rolled away. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being part of the group that Jesus was ministering to all those years ago? Can you imagine the feeling of remorse and the feeling of loss when their Lord was crucified? But now imagine what they're feeling. Imagine the joy of what they're feeling. Because what Jesus was talking about was something that was humanly impossible. How on earth could he rise again? How on earth could his body be disappeared? How on earth could the stone have been rolled away? Maybe the stone of your heart has been really difficult to push away and you've not managed it. But today, beloved, the Holy Spirit can move that stone. the Holy Spirit can roll it away. Now, what do I mean when I say the stone is over your heart? What I mean is this. Maybe you know this yourself, that because of all the hurts that you've had in your life, you've built a wall around your heart, effectively that. You've built this huge wall around your heart. And this wall is a big stone that is stopping Jesus from coming in. Whereas the stone stopped Jesus from going out of the tomb, this time the stone is in place to stop Jesus going in. And all you need to do is turn to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, remove the stone. Roll away the stone today from my heart, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. And I believe by you doing that, your life is going to change. Now, what will happen is you will feel certainly vulnerable because now there's no protection on your heart. But you forget, because we're dealing with the Lord Jesus Christ here, and I know that he will protect your heart, that is for sure. But it will be protected in the correct way. Are you willing today, on this Easter Sunday, to roll away the stone that is covering your heart? And as I'm saying these words, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you know what I am saying is for you. And you know, beloved, I am talking to you right now. You can't escape this. I am talking to you right at this very second. Are you going to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to roll away that stone so that that stone will give you new life, life like you've never known it before? If you are willing for the Lord Jesus to roll away that stone, I want you just to say, me. Me. And if you want to, put your hand up. It doesn't matter about who's listening or who's watching you. Just put your hand up and say, yeah, that's me. That's me. I need to respond to this. Because what we're going to do is we're going to pray. And as we pray, beloved, I know that I know that I know that I know. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? I know that something miraculous is going to happen in your life. And I know that stone is going to be rolled away once and for all, never, ever to come back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life. I ask you now to forgive me. Lord Jesus, roll away the stone of my heart now, I ask. In Jesus' mighty name, roll away that stone, Lord. And don't let it come back. You have my will and my full permission. Let your love flood in now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Change my life, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Amen and amen.